Good day, students. My name is Christian Uchechukwu from All Saints Secondary School. I am the chemistry teacher. Today, I want to teach particularly SS1 students, continuing from our class. Last time we started with kinetic theory of matter, and I've given you assignments, and some of you have submitted the assignment while others have not done. Those that submitted, majority of you did greatly. You are good. While few of you who did not do well, I think I have commented on your works and you have seen your mistakes. From what we learned last time, we know that matter is made up of particles. That's actually what kinetic theory of matter is talking about, that matter is made up of particles. These particles can be molecules, it can be atoms, it can be ions. And when we say matter, we know that matter exists in three states. We have the solid state, the liquid state, and the gaseous state. Well, you have already seen that the particles in solid state are tightly held together, while the ones in liquid state, they are loosely held. They are not as close as the particles in solid state. That of gaseous state, the molecules there are far away, farther than the ones in liquid. But today, we are not going to be looking at the three states of matter, because we've done that before now. Today, we are going to narrow the state of matter, the kinetic theory, to that of gases. That means we are looking at the kinetic theory of gases. Now, when we talk about gas, in chemistry, there are two types of gases. We have what we call ideal gases, and we have what we call non-ideal gases, or you can call it real gases. I said we have ideal gases, and we also have non-ideal gases. Instead of calling it non-ideal gases, you can call it real gases. What are the ideal gases? We say that ideal gases are those gases that obey all gas laws at all temperature and pressure. Ideal gases are those gases that obey all gas laws at all temperature and pressure. While non-ideal gases, or you can call it real gases, are those gases that obey gas law at high temperature and low pressure. They obey gas law at high temperature and low pressure. That means real gases do not obey gas laws at any temperature. There is a certain temperature which a real gas will reach, it will no longer obey gas laws. All right. Now, what are these kinetic theory of gases? Remember, we are considering in this topic, we are considering all gases to be ideal gases, meaning that for the purpose of this topic, we are looking at ideal gases. That is, all those gases that obey gas laws at all temperature and pressure. Now we'll look at the kinetic theory of ideal gases. I'll give us 7 of them, 7 points on kinetic theory of ideal gases. Number 1, that every gas consists of a very large number of tiny particles called molecules. That means every ideal gas is made up of molecules. Every ideal gas is made up of molecules. Remember, I told you that as kinetic theory of matter states that every matter is made up of particles, and I said that these particles can be molecules, can be ions, it can be atoms. But in this case, in the case of gases, we are telling you now that every gas is made up of molecules. That means when you see a gas or you feel a gas, it is actually a large number of molecules moving around. Number 2, the molecules of a gas within a container are in a state of constant high speed, moving in all possible directions. The molecules of gases are not like the molecules of a solid or that of those of a liquid. They move at every possible direction, moving in high speed. They are not static. So whenever you release a gas, the molecules move around, try to occupy the whole space that is available for it. Number 3, the pressure of a gas on any surface is as a result of continuous collision with the surface of the container. The pressure of a gas on any surface or in a container is as a result of continuous collision with the surface of its container. Like I said in number 2, that the molecules of a gas are in a state of constant high speed, moving in every possible direction. Meaning that when a gas is in a container, the molecules are moving randomly, colliding with themselves and also colliding with the wall of the vessel that is containing it. So this collision between the molecules of gas, of a gas, and the wall of each vessel brings about the pressure of a gas. Number 4, the molecules of a gas exert no appreciable attraction on each other, but they behave as perfectly elastic body. Meaning that they collide and bounce out. They collide among themselves and they bounce out. They don't have any appreciable cohesive force that brings them together, that will make them to stick together whenever they come together. So as they are moving randomly in a vessel, whenever any molecule collides with another molecule, they bounce out like a ball. That is exactly what this point is talking about. There is no appreciable force of attraction, either cohesive or adhesive force, that exists between the molecules of gases. Number 5, the temperature of a gas is a measure of the average kinetic energy of the molecules. And this temperature is directly proportional to the kinetic energy of the molecules. What does this mean? The temperature of a gas will determine how fast the molecules will move. When we're talking about kinetic energy, you must remember that kinetic energy is the energy of a body due to its movement, due to its motion. So when a body is moving, we say it possesses kinetic energy. Now, when the temperature of a gas increases, the molecules absorb more energy and they move faster. And because they move faster, the kinetic energy, the average kinetic energy of the molecules of this gas will be increased because the temperature has increased. And when you reduce the temperature, the movement of these molecules will reduce, thereby reducing the average kinetic energy of the molecules in each container. That is why it says that temperature is directly proportional to the average kinetic energy of the molecules of a gas. Number 6, there is no effect of gravity on the motion of the molecules of a gas. There is no effect of gravity. That means gas molecules does not obey the gravitational law, meaning they can move up, move down, move sideways, they go, they take any direction that is available, they move around without observing gravitational law. Number 7, the actual volume of a gas is negligible compared to the total volume that the gas occupies. This is very interesting. The actual volume of a gas is negligible. It's very small. It's very small compared to the total volume that the gas occupies. Now, I told you before now that a gas occupies the total volume that is available for it. Any space that is available for it, it occupies. As large as your room, when a little gas is released there, somebody at the extreme of your room will perceive a gas released from the other extreme. This is because the gas molecules are not restricted to the particular place where it is released. It takes every possible space that is available. And when the gas has occupied the whole space that is available to it, we assume the volume that it has occupied, we assume it to be the volume of the gas. So we take it to be the total volume of the gas because it is everywhere in that space. But by the time the gas is compressed, you will find that you can actually compress this gas to a very small volume, and the gas can still remain in that small volume. So that is why he says that actual volume of the gas molecules, if you can compress it to a very tiny volume, you will find that that volume it can occupy, that the molecules of the gas can occupy, is actually negligible. It's very small compared to the total volume that it assumes. These are the 7 points I will give you about kinetic theory of gases. The first one, every gas consists of a large number of molecules. And the second one will say that the molecules of a gas within a container are in a state of constant high speed and they are moving in every possible direction. We also say that the pressure of a gas on any surface is as a result of continuous collision between the molecules of the gas and the wall of the vessel. We also say that the molecules of a gas exert no appreciable attraction on each other, and they behave as perfectly elastic body. Number five, I will say that the absolute temperature of a gas, that is the temperature of a gas, is directly proportional to the kinetic energy of the molecules of the gas. We also said, number six, that there is no effect of gravity on the motion, on the movement of the molecules of a gas. Lastly, the actual volume of a gas is negligible, is small, is so small compared to the total volume the gas assumes. We are going to stop here for the day. Digest this, and I will meet you next time, and I will ask you to read up the following so that when I come next time, whatever I say will not be a new thing to you. Just look at the variables used for describing gas behavior. And these three variables we are going to look at next time is volume, pressure, and temperature. So you can just look at this. What is the volume of a gas? What does it mean? What is the pressure of a gas? What is the temperature of a gas? And when you're looking at this, make sure you take note of the units of volume, the SI units, system international units of volume, that of the pressure, that of temperature, and specifically in temperature, please try to know the meaning of absolute temperature. Get to know the meaning of absolute temperature. And when I come next time, we'll discuss these three variables and we'll forge ahead. Thank you.